For those of you who skipped the Oscars last night or fell asleep during the nearly four-hour broadcast, we're going to fill you in on the highlights, if you want to call them that.
There was the early stinger from host Neil Patrick Harris about the lack of diversity in this year's nominees.
Tonight we honor Hollywood's best and whitest. Sorry, brightest.
And then the expected song and dance number.
Check out the glamour, the glitter, people tweeting on the Twitter.
And you could say it was off to the races from there.
Or the start of a marathon with other long musical performances. Lady Gaga got her Sound of Music on.
Oh, hills are alive.
And there was some slightly off-color humor, looking at you, Sean Penn.
Best Supporting Actress Patricia Arquette got Meryl Streep out of her seat, almost doing a fist pump. That's because Arquette used her acceptance speech to deliver a women's equality message.
It's our time to have wage equality once and for all, and equal rights.
Julianne Moore, in accepting her Best Actress Award, joked she had read winning an Oscar added 5 years to your life. Good, because her husband is younger.
In a moment, Moore's reflections about her role in Still Alice to our colleague Melissa Block. First, how J.K. Simmons prepared for the role that earned him the Best Supporting Actor Award last night.
As Simmons told Audie Cornish last fall, he drew on personal experiences to create obsessive, abusive music teacher Terrence Fletcher in the film Whiplash.
Start counting.
Five, six, seven.
In four, damn it! Look at me!
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
Oh, no.
Count again.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference.
J.K. Simmons playing the role of Terrence Fletcher there, a teacher, in that case, slapping his student, a jazz drummer. Very, very intense scene. I wish I could say it was the most intense scene. It is not.
I'm glad you can say that it's not, actually.
Oh, really?
I was going to say better, but it gets more intense.
Yeah, this is one of those things. It does not get better, folks. It gets worse. It is interesting, though, because this kind of figure on film is almost always a sports figure, you know, the coach who's a yeller. And I know that you're known in some of your roles for playing authority figures, but I read this interview where you said you still have problems with authority figures and certainly did as a young person. How did you draw on that?
Well, to me, this was a little different because this guy is a 100% obsessed and dedicated musician / teacher / mentor. And if I can understand where a character or a person in life, you know, what their motivation is, and if I can get behind that, then I have much more patience with that kind of character.
I was surprised to read that you actually had earned a degree in music composition, right? At University of Montana?
Yeah. My degree was in voice with a minor in composition and conducting. And I remember my choir conductor, Professor Don Carey. And one of the things Carey said was when we were working on a particularly difficult piece in the small choral ensemble, it was a Schoenberg piece. Enormously hard, and we worked and worked and worked and worked on it for weeks and months. And as people were getting sort of frustrated with it, he said, look, our job here is to get this perfect, to get it note perfect, rhythm perfect, and then we begin to make music.
What kind of, experience was it like for you to get to use your musical skills in a film like this? I mean, there's a really lovely interlude where your character is performing on the piano.
Yeah, and that was, although I do have a degree in music, my hands never had a lot of talent. Any musician who watches that will say, hopefully they'll say that I'm playing it nicely, but they'll also say, well, that's a pretty simple tune. I mean, that might as well be Go Tell Aunt Rhody in the key of C. So it wasn't all that challenging for an accomplished pianist, but for me, I had to spend quite a long time practicing.
That was actor J.K. Simmons speaking to our colleague Audie Cornish last fall about preparing for his role in the film Whiplash. Last night, he won an Oscar for that performance.
Oscar winner Julianne Moore had a different experience as she prepared for her role in the film Still Alice. As she told Melissa Block last month, the subject of the film, early onset Alzheimer's disease, was something that she hadn't witnessed firsthand. We start here with a clip from the film.
Today, I'd like to focus on some recent studies from my lab on the acquisition of past tense irregular verb forms.
In this scene, she's giving a lecture.
You may say that this falls into the great academic tradition of knowing more and more about less and less until we know everything about nothing. But I hope to convince you that by observing these baby steps I knew I shouldn't have had that champagne.
I understand you talked with women who have been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I spoke to so many people. I didn't have any familiarity with Alzheimer's. I think I'm one of the few people who hasn't had a family member affected by it. So my research process was pretty lengthy. I actually had about 4 months, and the women I spoke to were so incredibly generous with their time and their thoughts and their experiences. One woman I spoke to said she was a high school Spanish teacher, and she said she didn't know what was happening to her. One of her students noticed that she was writing backward on the board, on the blackboard. Another woman told me that she was making very simple mistakes at work, and she couldn't learn a very simple computer program and didn't know what was wrong. So it was interesting to me that for some of these women, so many things happened at work. That was where they noticed the deficits first. And then once there had been some kind of ramification in their professional life, they realized that things had been happening in their personal life as well.
You know, I found myself as I watched this movie and afterward becoming hyper aware of my own memory and any time that forgot words or lost my keys or didn't know where my phone was. Is it the same for you?
Sure.
Has this sort of changed how you see your own memory?
One of the things that I did very early on, actually, I went to Mount Sinai and I met with Dr. Mary Sano, who's one of the leading researchers and clinicians in Alzheimer's disease. And I took the cognitive tests. The neuropsychiatrist gave me the cognitive tests. And I didn't hear anything. And for a couple of weeks later, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to email her again to say thank you, really, to the guys finding out whether, you know, she'd seen anything. And when she answered me, she said, I just wanted to tell you your results were normal. And I was like, good.
Yeah.
That was Julianne Moore speaking to Melissa Block last month about her Academy Award-winning performance.